Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and with me we have Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hello.
I think this is a marvelous day, and I'd like to thank you for being with us and thanking those who are out there in the audience listening to us. Thank you for being there also. There are so many things to talk about on this show, and one of the things, Charlene, that I thought would be good to bring before our audience is the fact that our bodies are changing, and they know that. I'm sure they have suffered through all these transitions and clearings and energy changes as we have, and this is the outward journey of what is happening on the inside. Our cells are turning to crystalline. There are many changes and clearings going on in the inside. We're not seeing this physically. Well, there are a few of us that see this physically. But for the most part, what people are experiencing are these great changes that is going on in the outside. Some of it is with relationships with other people. Some relationships are being added to the mix. Some are being cut from our group of close friends. So there has been a lot going on this year and last year. So what I wanted to discuss, Charlene, is the fact that since our cells are turning crystalline, we have certain foods that we are eating that's becoming more important to consume. Some we need to cut out of our diet, and some situations we are actually displaying allergies to certain things in our environment, and we're not certain that it is an allergy. So what I wanted to start off the show today with you, Charlene, is muscle testing.
Okay.
How do you muscle test? Because there's several different ways that it can be done.
Yeah, well, the way that I do it the best is I just have my thumb and my next finger next to each other on my left hand. Then I take the finger, pointing finger, on the right hand, and I ask the question, and then I pull it towards the in the circle on my left hand. And I can do that pretty fast and pretty accurate. Now, others do it in different ways, but that one has been the easiest for me to do and accuracy. Some of them do it with just one hand. My sister can do it with pushing the third or second finger against the first finger there and can do it pretty quickly.
Well, interestingly, the way you do it is the way I do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I do it that way. Caroline did hers a little differently. She would stand with the product in her hand, whether it was supplements or cosmetics, and make sure she was hydrated, ask the question, pointing her body towards the north, and the yes answer, the body would move to forward, and a no answer, the body would move backwards. Now, that's very accurate, too. So let's take a minute and discuss, Charlene, why muscle testing works. Now, what's your perception of it? Why does muscle testing work?
Well, you know, there's a book out by John Diamond, said the body doesn't lie, but this is a small book, but it's very effective in learning how to do muscle testing. Or anybody wants, I can send them. Let me know who they are, and I'll just send them a paper that I've used in classes on different methods for teaching muscle testing, because it seems like some people are more effective with one than another. I've seen some of them do it like Caroline did, and that was to stand north, and they could, boy, they're fast. They can do it very quickly and very rapidly. Most of our, those that are now doing massage, it will do muscle testing. and can do it really quite rapidly as well. So, you know, people are using it quite a bit. I see a lot of people using it. When I started, it wasn't many, but there sure is a lot doing it now, isn't it? It's effective because you're within the field. If you say something and the subconscious will answer the information that you're giving to it, but you have to be very aware of how you say it. Because if you give it, like say, okay, I am joyful and happy, the muscle testing will turn out yes. But I found that when I'm working with people and I say, I am happy, the muscle testing will say yes. If I say, I am joyful, the muscle testing will say no. So you have to not say and, because it'll give you a general answer, not precisely. So that's just a real short answer for way of doing it. You can use many, many ways of doing it, but be very careful that you give it only one question at a time. Don't put and.
Let's back up a little. For those who would like to have a copy of Charlene's handout in the class with regards to muscle testing, you can request this by sending me an email to Carolyn@CarolynEvers.com, and we will see that you get Charlene's informational sheet on muscle testing.
Okay.
Now, another thing that I would like to mention before we get into some of the procedures, and that is, I do agree with you, Charlene, that the person is in the field, and there's another aspect of that, and the body knows what it needs. The body has its own innate intelligence.
Right.
And so I do agree with you. You're in the field. You're working with the body's innate intelligence. And I think there is also something else behind this. I think also that the more connected that we are to our higher mind, the more information is going to come through with this. In other words, as you do your muscle testing, you are getting information from the physical, but as you become more connected with the higher mind, you're also getting things from that direction, and that could be in ways of impulses, of colors, perhaps even words. In other words, you can some assistance later is going to be additional information that's going to be coming through. Now, you mentioned something, Charlene, about being very specific, and I had purchased some essential oils that had to do with circulation. I wanted to improve my circulation, and I was using these essential oils on my legs, and of course I held the essential oil in my hand and I muscle tested to see if I should be using that. And I started using it, and I could see an improvement and felt an improvement. And then the idea came to me, well, how many times a day should I be using this? Because I would use it once or twice a day, and I could see the improvement. But then I wanted to know if I should be using it more than that. And so, Charlene, I muscle test it for each number. Should I use it once a day, twice a day? It went up to, at this stage, 10 times a day. And that surprised me. I thought, okay, well, we'll find a way to work this into the schedule. Now, I believe as the circulation improves, you're going to continue to muscle test and see if you can drop back the number of times that you're applying this.
Well, and you should do each day, say you want a muscle test, how many times today, and then state the date. Let's say today's the 1st. Okay, March 1st, I now use this oil on my legs for circulation 3 times a day. I use it 4 times a day. Then on the 2nd, you'd say March 2nd. Oh, yeah, 2008. I found that you have to be very, very precise in working so many years with everybody. It seems like otherwise I'll turn around and sometimes I have to say, okay, do I need to ask this differently? Do I need to word the sentence differently? Sometimes you have to do that so that you're really on track. But like tomorrow you would say, okay, it is for my best interest to use this oil and state the oil March the 2nd, twice a day, 3 times a day. And then you go through for how many times? You're saying 10 times.
Well, yes, and I think as the circulation improves, the number of times a day I have to use it's going to drop back.
Yeah, and you'll get to the point where it's just saying once a day.
Exactly.
Then you would state, do I do it once a day in the morning? Find out what your answer is.
Mm-hmm.
If it says no, then you turn it around and say, do I use this oil at noon at 12 o'clock? If you're going to go through, you know, be very precise.
Well, and I agree with you. We've got to be very precise. Now, some of the other things that I wanted to mention, since our bodies are changing so, we also might want to muscle test some of the foods that we're eating.
Right.
Because the body is going to be digesting these a little bit differently now. And some of the things that we took for granted, whether it was an aspirin, whether it was Benadryl, whether it was any other product over the counter, I think it is particularly a good time now to do muscle testing with it. We might have always taken aspirin or Excedrin, whatever it is that you were taking, and hadn't found a side effect from it. And one might find that as the body is moving up to a higher vibration, it might not tolerate some of the what I would call an artificial a drug, not a natural something that's coming from nature. We might not be able to tolerate that. And
yeah,
so,
if you're doing that too, you might be aware that there's some. Let's say it says, is taking Excedrin good for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if it says yes, and then you turn around and say, is it my best interest to take, I think they have Excedrin that is green. It might say no, because you might be allergic to the dye that's green. Or like some of the others that might have a red dye or a yellow dye. So sometimes it might be the dye that's in the medication. Later on, as your like you're saying, your vibrational frequency changes, you're going to get to the point where there isn't much you can take.
Well, that's the point that I wanted to bring
right.
out, that as our bodies are changing, we need to be aware that what is going to work most harmoniously with our body, whether it is cosmetics, whether it is some of the supplements that we're taking, some of the foods that we have taken. If you're feeling some discomfort somewhere in the physical, and I think a lot of this shows up in the stomach, in the digestive process.
Right.
If you're feeling any kind of discomfort after a meal, fatigue, if you feel like, oh, I've just eaten, I just want to lie down here and go to sleep now, it might behoove a person to start working with muscle testing and seeing if something is disagreeing with a physical now.
Right. And sometimes, let's use protein as one. Sometimes you can have protein that might have a negative vibrational frequency on it. And so you need to ask if it has a negative, or am I allergic to the frequency, or I'm allergic to, whatever it is. You know?
Are you talking about anything in particular, Charlene, or did
you have
red meat in particular?
Because sometimes things have a negative frequency because of the circumstances for which it was produced.
Oh, maybe the violence which surrounded it, producing
right.
it into a food substance?
Right.
Well, that's a point well taken.
Oh, you bet. As a matter of fact, I always, when I go in and I bless my food, and I ask God to bless the food, and I ask him, that would he take out any and all negative vibrational frequency that might be in that food?
That's an excellent point.
And I have him take it out, and I have him replace it with his unconditional love, light, and energy, and the vibrational frequency for its God intent for it to have.
Well, you know, that brings up another point where we're talking about food, Charlene, and that is if you're in a restaurant. You know, if you're fixing your own food, if you're preparing your own food, your hand is on it, and of course the vibration is your intentions and your soul force is all attuned to the food, but when you have other people preparing your food, you don't know who's in the kitchen, whether they are angry, they just had a fight with management.
That's a good point.
And now they're handling your food, and these energies are becoming attached to it. And so I think what you're saying is a point well taken. If you get into the habit of blessing your food and asking that any negative vibration be withdrawn from it, you're going to carry that over into the restaurant situation.
Right. I know the reason I'm making this comment is I had an occasion when I was in a restaurant that was a buffet, and I was in there and I was picking my food up, and all of a sudden I just had this feeling that the ones that were handling the food were being very negative about handling the food. And I can't do this. And I've got to make sure that I clear this food or not eat it. Because, like you say, then it starts upsetting you and you wonder why you're feeling emotionally upset.
Well, and that's a valid point. And I'd like to bring up another one where food is concerned. You could be eating out, and of course we're not supposed to really be eating anything fried, but let's be practical. We do this.
That's okay.
And
you got to enjoy life.
Yeah, and the restaurant could have held over those oils too long before changing them, and you shouldn't even be eating them that day.
So that's why it's important to put God's vibrational frequency of energy in anything that you eat. Well, and I also do it with my water.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want your water to be pure crystal. There are several books out on that's been demonstrated on the value of having your water that has been blessed and taking it from one state of crystallization from one state to crystallization.
Well, tell me how you would do that. Tell me in the audience how you would do that, Charlene.
Well, I usually ask God to bless my water that it will go from unstructured to structured so that it has God. And then I ask that God put his vibrational frequency. I always ask him for God's unconditional love, light, and energy because God loves us unconditionally. And we don't have any concept about what frequency that love is, but I know it's unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be a tremendous sense of vibrational frequency. So I bless the water as well to make sure that the water I'm drinking has got God's love in it as well.
Well, as we're chatting, Charlene, I would like to invite those people out there listening to us to call in. They might want a healing from Charlene, or they might want us to connect them to their angels, which is always an exciting thing for the people who make that connection. Or you might have a question for me from your Akashic record, and the number here is 877-876-5227. Now, I'd like to move on to another aspect of this, Charlene, and that is allergic reactions. And we are familiar with an acute allergic reaction because the skin will show up red, sometimes a very angry red, with little blotches or what looks like little white pimples on it, depending upon what you've become allergic to. So if you have a very severe reaction to an allergy of food or cosmetics, that's very obvious. But there are, we have a caller. We'll hold with that and get to our caller and come back to that. And your name, please.
Hi, it's Frances.
Hi, Frances.
Hi.
What can we do for you, Frances?
I just popped in and started listening. I'm just wondering if I could get a healing.
Okay. Get a feeling?
No, a healing, sorry.
Oh, a healing. Oh,
you said healing.
A healing. I actually have a little bit of a, well, I've gone to see a specialist. My kidneys don't seem to be functioning, cleaning out my blood properly. Are you still there?
Yeah, Charlene's listening to you. She's going to be the one to work with you on this, Frances.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm listening. So it's your kidneys?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
The kidneys. A little louder, Charlene, so she can
okay.
hear you.
It's your kidneys?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just, I think it's not filtering it's not filtering everything properly. I have a little bit of blood in my urine. It's not visible but to the naked eye, but it is there.
Okay. So let's go in and have God take care of it. Is God your higher source? Can she hear me?
Frances, is God your higher source?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
We'll go in and do it. Frances, can you hear me? I'm really talking real loud.
I'm trying very hard. If you're a bit faint, I can make you out. We can always have
Carolyn as our interpreter.
I'll translate, dear.
The translation. Because sometimes our commander doesn't seem to be doing too good as far as the three-way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't hear me, just let me know, and then Carolyn will repeat. Carolyn will repeat it for us, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's go in and have him look at it.
Frances, have you listened to our show before?
No, I've actually just listened to a couple of different shows on the station, and I just...
Okay, well, let me explain what's happening right now so you understand the process.
Okay.
Right now, Charlene has gone into the theta state, and I'll have her explain the theta state to you when she joins us.
Sure.
But in that, she's going into the quantum field, the working with the God source, and in the quantum field, God, she can see into the liver. You did say liver, didn't you?
No, it's kidney.
Kidney. I was a little confused whether it was kidney or liver. She can see into that, and God works with making changes. She is just the person who is viewing God's work.
Okay.
And then she comes back and tells us what she has seen and what God has told her. So
okay.
That's how the process works.
Great. Thank you.
And she's a little longer than usual.
Oh, I hope that doesn't mean it's too serious.
That's not bad news. It's just sometimes words are passing between the two of them, and she has to become cognizant of all of that. But she'll come back and tell us what she saw. Actually, this work is quite fascinating. If this is the first time you've heard this, you will be amazed at this. I have seen such miracles occur in my own life with Charlene, and with what has happened with other people who have called in or who have worked with her privately on the phone.
Okay.
So, she's still working.
Okay.
You know, I have dial-up on my computer. I'm not in a place where I can get broadband. And sometimes, you know, the computer downloads and it takes time. And apparently this is what's happening now. We're downloading some information.
Okay.
Okay. What God did was go in and cleared the kidneys. The left kidney is having more of a problem than the right kidney.
Okay.
There's some infection. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that's what I've been told. I was told that it's been, is it clear now? Like, sorry, the infection, there was an infection and it has been gone?
Yes.
So,
do you experience some back pain?
I get low back pain, but I'm not sure that it's related to my kidney. I think it's related to menstrual cycles.
Okay. Well, there's pressure in the kidney.
Okay.
So he went in and cleared it out. But then afterwards, on the right kidney, and then put it back in the stem cells, fetal memory, and then did the right kidney. But it also did what is called the adamantine particles.
Which
is the God intelligence.
Carolyn, could you please say
that? Worked with the adamantine particles, which is the God intelligence.
Okay.
Now, you're talking about of the kidney, right?
Yes, we're working on the kidney.
Okay.
And then also, he went in and resolved any issues on the metaphysical, on any past life, any dimension of time, space, or language? Tell her that.
Apparently there was some issues here with past lifetime issues that had to do with the kidney, and they were cleared. And, Francis, medical science would not recognize this,
right?
But we have an energy body that is next to the physical, and in this energy body, that is the spiritual aspect. In other words, when our soul decided to build a physical body in this dimension, it sent down particles which formed the physical. And that is this energy body that is around the physical. So that part of us is on a higher plane than the physical. It's not as dense. It's part of the spiritual aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And in the spiritual aspect, there is no time.
Right.
And so all of our past lifetimes are linked in this fashion. And when we have issues coming over from a past lifetime, it shows up in this subtle body, which eventually affects the physical. And so when healing is done, it is appropriate to clear any past lifetimes where there was the same issue that has come down to the physical today. So
right.
This is what she is saying, that issue was carried by some of your past lifetime expressions, and that issue was cleared through that whole line.
Okay.
Something else that you might want to explain, Charlene?
Well, yes, and one of the other things that was cleared is also cleared because the morphogenetic field for past ancestors that would also be carried on into that cellular memory.
Did you hear that?
Just a little bit about ancestors.
Yes, the morphogenic field has to do with the ancestors. Now, Charlene, is that part of the DNA?
Yes. Some call it DNA. I was taught to call it the morphogenetic field, which is a bit more than one field.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the DNA. It's the ancestral line. But
right.
What it does is pass on a weakness in the cells, then in the kidney, it would make it more prone to infection or dysfunction.
Right. It is. I do have. It does run in my family a little bit. My dad does have the same thing. So.
Yeah.
Well, that was right on, Charlene. So that's one of the things that happens when we are born into a family. We receive their DNA, and of course we receive a lot of the pluses, but in that also we receive some of the weaknesses, and so that was cleared.
Okay, so
some of the issues that also was cleared, that God cleared, was there is in the kidneys will pick up an energy of like if there's a lot of criticism, a lot of disappointment, a feeling of failure, a feeling of shame. Some of those things, see, each one of our cells end up with memory from things that have happened, and that breaks down their cellular memory.
Okay.
Did you
hear that?
I heard most of it.
She didn't hear it all.
I got that there was you were saying about criticism and disappointment, and
is that true?
I'm really hard on myself.
Okay. We don't need to go into it. Okay. It's just that was cleared.
Okay, that's
God
great.
God went in and he cleared the issues associated. He went in and resolved it. See, because everything we think and everything we feel and everything we verbalize has a vibrational frequency on it.
Right.
So God went in and pulled those, and he resolved it for you. And once that's resolved, and he usually will resolve it in the DNA as well. He also resolved it in what's called the heart-mind, which is, the heart-mind is a receiver and a transmitter.
Okay.
And it is also done in that area as well. So we'll see how you start feeling.
Well, something that I would like to address with this, Frances, is a statement that you made about being hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Well, yes, because, you see, you can... Much of our emotions show up in the physical. So
sure.
If we are joyful, if we have this sense of exploration... and we are looking forward to tomorrow as if it is something, some wonderful experience that's going to come our way, and we bless events around us and our friends, and we believe in a supreme being and find joy in that. Our body, for the most part, should be functioning very well if we eat the right things, and this emotional aspect of ourselves can have a great healing connection to the body, or it can cause problems in the physical. So, because this has been cleared, doesn't mean that the situation cannot come back if you continue with the same mental aspect.
Right.
So what I might suggest to you, be a little kind and loving to yourself.
Right.
I think most people don't. See, if we're the essence of God Father, then why should we criticize ourselves? You know, we're in such a society that wants to say, you know, we've got to be a certain size, and we've got to be a certain weight, and we've got to have no wrinkles and blah, 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 and we go on forever criticizing ourselves rather than giving praise and love to ourselves. So what I would suggest is that you look in the mirror and you say, Frances, you're just absolutely wonderful. And you look at all the marvelous things about you. And then you go through and you say to your kidneys, I am so grateful for the filtering that you do for the urine that comes through. I am so grateful. And give gratitude. Gratitude is a higher vibrational frequency of sound. And when you speak it, it'll improve those areas that you are actually having problems with.
Right.
So I go through and I say, oh, Charlene, I am so grateful to my eyes because of what they see. I am so grateful. And yeah, I go through everything and give gratitude.
Right. Gratitude is very important. Frances, I'm prompted to suggest to you, if this is of interest to you, there is a book that I have channeled from 13 masters, entertainers, people that you know. It's called Chaos Before Creation. It can be found at my website, www.carolynevers.com. And in that, Isis addresses this aspect of healing, so does Mother Mary, about how you can be healed and how the same symptoms can come back if you do not resolve the emotional issues.
Right.
Also, Marilyn Monroe is one who has contributed to that book, and it is just fascinating. Her contribution is love self. And she explains what happened in her lifetime, and she gives suggestions, little things that we can do for ourselves to show appreciation to the physical body. And it is lovely the way she has discussed this. Fred Astaire also has a section in there about taking care of the physical. So if you want more information along those lines, you might be fascinated with that particular book, Frances.
Okay, great. I'm just looking at it right now.
Oh, you're on the website?
Yeah, yeah, I am.
Isn't the internet marvelous? I just love it how information is so accessible to us immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Well, Frances, keep in touch.
Okay.
Come back and tell us how this worked out for you. We'd love hearing from you again.
Okay, thank you so much to both of you.
Yeah, and make sure you give yourself lots and lots of love.
I will try.
You know, and as soon as what I have to do is remember that the analytical brain wants credibility. And so it's going to go in and it's going to start back into the behavior that it understands, and that is it's going to criticize and judgment and it just goes on and on and on. You're going to say, wait a minute, stop it. I love and approve of myself just the way I am.
Right.
I am wonderful and grand. And as soon as the left brain or the analytical brain switches in to make a judgment, say, I don't do that anymore. And you go back into the state of love, okay?
Okay, great.
And
so
just give yourself love.
Can I ask one other quick question?
Sure.
You were saying that it was cleared out of my DNA. So does that mean that if I was to have kids,
it won't be there anymore, dear?
Okay, so at that part. So the only reason
right.
that this would be coming back is
Isn't
because
that
of emotion.
Fun?
Sorry.
Because to recognize that those that carry children, once we go in and have God clear that DNA, what happens is it's not passed on to other generations.
I missed the last bit.
No, she said that once God clears the DNA, it's not passed on to other generations. So if
okay.
you had children, this would be cleared.
Okay, so the only way that this would appear back is because of my own emotions then.
Yes, your emotion. And, you know, there are books out there that go into this, different emotions that people carry, how it expresses themselves in the physical.
Right.
Right. So it's an important aspect. And before you go, dear heart, one last thing I'd like to mention. instead of using the word I'll try, use the word I intend.
Right, okay.
Because try is sort of like a future perhaps.
Right.
Well, actually, the subconscious does not recognize try.
Okay.
Okay, and it doesn't recognize could or should or want, I might or I'm going to, because it doesn't have any way of identifying. That's why I was saying before, be very precise.
Okay.
Because if you use those words, then the subconscious says, well, let's say that you say, don't forget to pick up the milk, and the individual comes home without the milk, and you say, well, I thought you were going to pick up milk. And you said, well, did you tell me to get milk? It's because you said, don't forget. The only thing that the subconscious heard was forget the milk.
Right. Okay.
So we do that with our children. We say, now don't forget to pick up your clothes before you go to bed. Well, the clothes are on the floor or the toys, and you've told them to leave them.
Right.
And then we're upset because they left them.
Right.
And as we told them to leave them. So it's a whole new way of verbalization, Frances. So
okay.
Try that and see how fun it is to make those changes.
Great. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Well, bless you, Frances. Thanks for calling, and come back. Let us know how this worked out for you.
Okay, great. I will. Thank you very much to both.
Bye.
Thank you, Frances.
Okay, bye.
Before Frances joined us, Charlene, we were discussing allergies.
Right.
And the fact that some of the most severe allergies we recognize because I remember seeing my brother having an allergy to penicillin, and his body was so red. It was such a shock to even see them. So a severe allergy like that we recognize right away. But there are other allergies that are more subtle. And these were some of the things that I wanted to talk about, because we might be taking an herb that agreed with us for a very long time, and then all of a sudden the body's changing, and the body cannot sustain that. It becomes allergic to a particular herb, and so we don't recognize it right away. Well, we have another caller, and your name, please.
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, I haven't called for quite a while, and I've never called this show. It felt like the right day.
We're glad you're here, Nancy. What can we do for you, dear?
Well, my husband and I have been doing this big addition and remodel to our home. And, of course, there was a lot of lessons in there for us. And so
I like how you put that. A lot of lessons for us.
Well, I'm surrounded by a lot of people, particularly a men, and not exactly very evolved men. And I'm very clairsentient and empathic, and I'm having a lot of stuff going on, and I'm not sure which part is my inner child stuff I've been trying to resolve, and what part is just that I haven't been able to do my spiritual practice because it's just been noisy and dusty and no place to do it, and I've, well, you know, that sounds like excuses. You can always find a way, but just not enough time, or that's what I've felt anyway, so.
Boy, have you got a lot on your plate.
Yeah. Anyway, we're nearing the end now, and that seems to be kind of who I am, is that, you know, I get through everything, and then at the end when the light shows up, then I kind of have my meltdown. So that's kind of what's happening right now.
Well, you've got a lot going on in your life, Nancy. If we were going to put this in the form of a question, let's start with the most important issue right now. In all of this, what is the most important issue and question that you could share with us?
Well, I've had physical problems in the past that I felt that I'd healed, mostly digestive. I had a huge hole in my solar plexus chakra because of childhood-related things, and I felt that I'd resolve that, and I feel that a lot of that is coming back because I feel sort of not accepted for who I am and disrespected by the people that have been working for me, and a lot of the same feelings I had when I was a child. And it's caused, you know, occasional bouts of anger.
Okay, so is this fair to say? The question is, the situation is, you are suffering digestive problems right now. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, so one issue is digestion. Then the second issue is, you believe that you have a hole in your chakra.
Yes.
What chakra was this?
My solar plexus chakra.
Your solar plexus.
Yes, and I felt that it, you know, I was on a good road to healing it, but it just feels like through this it's come back up.
Okay, and then the third issue, is it fair to say that the third issue is a sense of self-worth, that you need to work with this? Is that a fair thing, or do I have that wrong?
Well, you know, I've been working with it my whole life, and I felt that I resolved it, but I feel that, you know, I'm surrounded by people who think differently than I do, and I tend to go back to my old habits very easily because not feeling I have a good physical support system. I mean, I have a good internet support system, but sometimes I just want people.
You know, I really think a lot of this is interconnected.
Yes.
So let's start with the digestive situation. Charlene, I'm going to ask you to check two things. If this hole in the solar plexus needs some repair work,
right.
And if...
Okay.
There is something that we could do with the digestive process.
Well, actually, they're both in the same, like you said.
Because mm-hmm.
part of it is can, Nancy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Part of the issue here is the fact that when you have problems with the solar plex or the stomach, it usually has to do with a simulation or that you're taking in negative energy.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
And what it does is as you're taking it in, it's destroying that part of the field.
Yeah.
That solar plex.
That sounds right.
Which is the stomach. And that is because you've got a lot of negative coming in.
Yes, that feels right. Thank you.
Okay. Part of it is, let's say that, let me do a demonstration. If you have a piece of paper and on the left side you put a stick figure, and on the right side, you put another stick figure. And let's say that you're the person on the right side.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The person that are a person or persons that are on the left side are going over and dumping their negative energy on you.
Yes, they are. And that's why if I do my spiritual practice, I don't feel that I'm absorbing that. But I just have felt, and I don't want to make excuses, there's just been a lot going on, and I felt like I haven't been able to do my spiritual practice, so I'm just kind of like, you know, realizing that it finally all hit me.
Well, see, part of the thing that I was picking up from you was the thing that's what I call the sphere of understanding. In other words, from conception to birth, and then from birth to 5 or 8 years of age, is our sphere of understanding.
Uh-huh.
If we've had a lot of negative emotional and physical bombardment,
uh-huh.
then it becomes a habit. It becomes our pattern.
Yeah.
And it carries on into our later life.
Yeah.
So what we have God do is go in and change it.
Oh, I love that.
Okay? Because he has to change the sphere of understanding.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh, thank you.
It also can come in, like we were talking before with Francis, it comes in, and in a past life, it comes in that you would have that same thing, and you've come into this life to clear that very thing that you're dealing with now.
Yes, I'm ready.
Because yeah. It'll clear it in not only your past life that you've come in with, but it'll also ask any and all of your relatives that had the same issue to come forward and we clear it in their field and in future generations.
Wonderful.
Okay? So let's go in and do that for you. Is God your higher source?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, as Charlene is working with us, Nancy, what we're also going to do, I think, would be a good idea is when she comes back is let's talk about some protection techniques. Do you use any?
Well, yes, generally, and I was really being real disciplined about doing that until this house thing came up, and I just have felt that, you know, and maybe it's because I'm thinking I have to, you know, go sit down somewhere quiet and do that rather than thinking I can do it during the day. Maybe that's my...
Well, you can do it during the day. What kind of protection technique are you using?
I just usually envision gold light from the heavens and silver light from Mother Earth surrounding my body, and then I do a thing that I learned called PIMS, which is putting a layer of dolphins around each of my physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies in different colors, depending on what I feel they need.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I do, you know, I usually do a meditation that lasts about 15 minutes where I, you know, where I do the first thing and then I do the second thing. But maybe I just need to get past that. I can just quickly do that.
Well, when you're in the midst of working on a house and you got a lot of problems going, maybe we should say challenges.
Uh-huh.
A lot of challenges that are going on. I think the body rebels against sitting someplace for 15 minutes to set this up.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
So what we need to do is go through a couple procedures of protection that would be very easy to do as you walk around in your daily routine, and especially when you're going to be faced with individuals who are working with this negativity that they're dumping on you, so to protect, so you can protect it, and you can do this as you go through, you know, as you meet them or as you go through your daily routine. And when Charlene comes back and tells us, you know, what she saw, we'll discuss some of those because I think this is very important for you.
I agree.
Yes.
Okay, now one of the things he's going to have you do now. He's gone and cleared it in your past life, all dimension of time, space, and languages. Because if you had a past life in another language, that has to be pulled.
Okay.
Okay? And then it was pulled in your DNA, pulled from your heart, mind, and also in your solar plex, was pulled out of the physical. And all the criticism, judgment, the harsh behavior, we won't go into all that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. It's not necessary on the radio.
Okay.
Okay. And then all of that has all been removed. It's all been pulled. It's been resolved. God goes in and resolves the vibrational frequency that is prevalent in your life.
Okay.
It's very prevalent.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Charlene.
And, okay, then changed it out of your DNA, and in that replaced it, then he resolves it and replaces it once it's been canceled. He's going to resolve it that you're now received joyful information from others. You love and approve of yourself unconditionally, just the way you are. That others see you with joy and happiness. Others speak to you with happiness and joy. Because you're being protected now. And he showed me that he put a shield over your solar plex.
Okay.
So that those vibrational frequencies, people are used to using you as a dumping ground,
a garbage can.
Huh?
They use me as a psychic garbage can.
Well, that's kind of what I was looking at.
Yeah.
Can, but
she didn't want to say that.
But that's a good way to put it. It looked to me that they use you pretty much as their sounding board for yes. other negativity.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now let me explain.
In the past, they did.
Okay.
Oh, I like that. Yes, in the past.
In, they did, is what I'm saying.
Yes, you're right. They did.
Okay,
they're not doing
they
that anymore.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay, now we've put kind of like, we're going to put the blocking angels around you again.
Okay.
Can I just stop you for 1 second, Charlene? What we were talking about when you were in Theta is we're going to discuss with Nancy the things that she can do on the run, so to speak, to
okay.
protect herself.
Okay.
And this was one of the things that we wanted to, you might say, share with you, Nancy, and that is the blocking angels. We got a couple things to talk about. So explain to her the blocking angels.
Okay, the blocking angels, God gave me this well, diagram, let's put it this way. He had me put a stick figure, then on the outside of the stick figure is a green kind of a, it's kind of green with gold, yellow gold, that goes around clockwise around your body.
Oh.
Okay, can you visualize that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now, inside of that, on the inside of that one, is another green light that goes counterclockwise.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to go around the other way. Now, within that cocoon that you're in is God's unconditional love, light, and energy. And there's nothing but energy in there. It's just positive, loving, joyful light. And it's projected from your body. Your body's surrounded with it. Now, the blocking angels put those in so that nothing on the outer side can come in. And if you have to do it, that's what Carolyn and I were talking about just a few minutes ago when we got started. She and I were talking about how often do we have to do this a day?
Yeah,
what
but it doesn't
do.
Block your ability to know what they're feeling and that, does it? It just...
Well, people that do that to you, I learned this in a class. He said that there are people in this world that are givers and there's takers.
Yes.
Those that are takers will go into your energy field and dump their issues on you.
Yes.
And take your energy for them.
Yes.
And they walk away just hunky-dory fine,
uh-huh.
and you're walking around a miserable mess.
Yeah.
And that's because they just used your energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Nancy, you know who these people are. So when they open up the door and they're ready to talk to you they're sharing something with you. Well, as soon as they enter your sphere, put the blocking angels up.
Yeah.
So you don't have to sit someplace for 15 minutes and do a meditation. If they call you on the phone, they knock at your door, you envision the blocking angels with the intent that you will be protected from any of their negativity. I like to think of something else, Charlene, is if they're going to be sending negativity her way, that perhaps this will just bounce off of the shield.
Right.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
because you've got to be very aware when Carolyn just made the comment, even people that call you on the phone are doing it because they're energetically connecting to you.
Yeah.
They can also do it on your internet.
Yeah.
They also
I think I chose a real negative family for things that I wanted to do in this life. And then my husband and I had kind of that relationship where he was doing that for a lot of years, and now he's trying to change that. And I've lived with them. It's not like just people I know.
Well, and the other thing is, see, in our society, we've become very, very adjusted to commenting about the negative.
Yeah.
Or looking at something and criticizing it and judging it.
Yeah.
Rather than when you look at somebody, even on TV or wherever you're at, they're so used to going in and automatically making some harsh judgment.
Yeah.
The important thing is for us to learn as a society is to look at that person and say, Well, you know what? They sure have lovely hair.
I know. And that would make them want to try harder to do even more, wouldn't it?
They got such beautiful blue eyes.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got to get to the point where it's a habit and the subconscious has learned the pattern.
Yeah.
You have to change the subconscious mind.
Yeah.
Because then it becomes the master of you.
Yeah.
And it becomes the master of your soul.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for, our souls, to learn to master that part of us.
Yeah, and
become,
I think...
Become the master of
you
it.
You know, I think I'm going through this, or I was going through this period so that I could come out of getting this house all done and be disciplined about my spiritual practice so that I would, you know, really keep it up long term, and when I don't, you know, to learn to do something quickly. But I so appreciate both of your help.
Well, don't go, because I wanted to mention something else, because you made a comment that intrigued me and I thought was very perceptive. You said something to the effect that you believe that these relationships, you chose these relationships to learn to make certain changes in your life. That's not the exact words, but would you agree with that was the intent of what you meant?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, someone had asked for a reading that I do from the Akashic Records, and this particular individual had a relationship that was very destructive, and she couldn't understand why this happened to her. And the answer was very fascinating to me, in the sense that what we found out was she had made an agreement to come into this lifetime with this particular individual, and the individual was acting as the teacher. But in this particular case, the lessons were delivered in the same kind of fashion that you're talking about now.
Yes.
And so what the advice that came from the records was not to think of the pain, not to think of the struggle, but to think of what good came out of it.
Because
because what happened to this individual, what she learned was she learned to be more positive in her life. She learned to respect her opinion. She learned how to assert herself.
Oh, yes.
And so I thought this was very good advice, because every time we go through a challenge, we are learning something, but we hold on to the pain. We're reliving the pain, but we don't always think of this wonderful lesson that came out of it.
Yes, and I usually do, but, you know, sometimes I try to do everything by myself, and I don't reach out. And, you know, for me, it's about, like, reaching out to other people who do healing, because I do healing, too, and having them help me, you know, when
mm-hmm.
I'm having a struggle. I tend to want to, you know, fix it myself.
Well, do you know other people? Well, listen, you can call us anytime.
Well, I sure appreciate it.
you have us as a resource, but if you have other healers in your circle of friends, you know, it's always good to be chatting with them.
Yeah, well, I do know of a few, but I don't have any real close relationships with them now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you guys are great.
Oh, thank you. Well, Nancy, when you're ready to sit down and do a little bit of work on the spiritual, consider joining our conference calls.
Well, I have been in the past, Carolyn.
Okay.
I was for several months, and then when we got so into this remodel, I had to stop for a while, but I'd like to start back up later. I really enjoyed it.
Archangel Mikael on this yesterday brought in, see, as a healer, you would really be interested in this. He brought in the standing wave, which is the same energy that is in the pyramid and is found in the sacred sites
uh-huh.
of the earth. And the next meeting with Archangel Mikael, he's going to be showing us how to work with this. So
this will be a very opportune time for you to touch base and come back.
Yeah. I'll check it out, Carolyn.
Check it
you.
Out, Nancy.
Yeah, thank you, Charlene, so much.
Thank you,
Carolyn. Have
Bless
a great day.
You too.
Bye.
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 Well, Charlene, can you believe that we've been an hour into the show?
It goes so fast,
doesn't it?
Oh,
so,
man, it just whips by.
Yeah, I would like to remind those people who are sitting out there in the audience and who are just enjoying this conversation, if you care to have some work, I was going to invite them to call in, but there they beeped us. And your name, please.
Hi, Carolyn and Charlene. This is Nancy Sue.
Oh, Nancy. I recognized your voice right away. So we've got Nancy 1, Nancy 2 here.
Nancy 2.
What can we do for you?
Well, I want to know if Charlene can do anything more with my itching and the rashes on my legs.
Oh, dear.
It's not as bad. It's still there, and it feels like I'm just itching under my skin over my whole body, but the rashes are only on my legs.
The last time you called, what was it the last time? What was the response to that, Nancy?
I'm trying to remember.
You don't remember?
No, I don't.
Well, didn't you have sores on your legs?
Yeah.
Oh,
and they're
okay.
Still sores. They're just not as bad right now. I'm trying very, very, very hard not to scratch.
So the condition has lessened.
Just a little bit, yes.
But it's still there.
The itching hasn't, yeah. The sores have gotten better. The itching hasn't.
Okay. But, you know, you made an interesting comment, Nancy, and to me, I found this interesting. You said the itching seems to be in your whole body, but it's this, it's expressing itself mostly in the legs.
Yes.
So it sounds like there might be something more involved in this than the legs.
Yeah, I'm thinking it is. I just don't know.
Charlene, what are you seeing, dear?
What kind of medication are you taking?
I'm taking diabetes medication and high blood pressure. That's basically it. Now, I've stopped my high cholesterol and a few other things because I know that they were making me worse.
Can I give you a thought on that? Muscle test them.
Yes.
You
have
know,
you
we
done
did
test
you
testing,
hear
Nancy?
Did you hear the beginning of the show about muscle testing?
No, I didn't, but I do muscle testing.
Have you muscle tested on these two
that I'm taking right
yeah.
now? Yes.
What did you find out on the blood pressure pills?
I'm supposed to be taking them. They're good for me to take.
You muscle tested and got that answer?
Yes.
How did you ask the question?
Let's
back up a second. How are you muscle testing?
I'm muscle testing with a pendulum.
Ah, okay.
I have used my fingers. I don't do as good with them.
That's okay. Tell me how you're asking.
I'm asking if I will hold the product in my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand, and ask if this is for my highest good.
And? Is this for my highest good to be taking at this
yes.
time?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And it says yes.
Yes.
Do you ask how much of it you're supposed to be taking?
No, that I haven't asked. I only take one a day, and I'm not going to increase it. I'm trying to get off of them.
Well, you don't know. Your pendulum might tell you to decrease it.
No,
this
you
is
see,
what
yeah,
Charlene
you're right.
Is.
See, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, what I would like to have you do or recommend, if it was me, what I would do is I'd say, am I supposed to take a full one every day? Or then if it says no, then am I to take a half of one every day?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Let your body be your guide. Maybe find out if it's too much for you.
Right. See, I wasn't thinking about the dosage. I was going by my doctor's dosage, and
right.
you're right. I should
and you're
be asking
saying
how
every
much.
Every day.
Right.
Do you say every day?
Every day, I do it every morning.
Ah, okay. Okay, find out if maybe you should be only taking a half of one every day.
Okay.
Do you want to do that now and then call back?
No, let's continue with this.
Because well, you might want to go on to the rest.
Yeah, let's continue with this. And Nancy, you can always, you know, do this and call us back. But what are you coming up with the rash? What do you think the rash is from?
I think she's allergic to something.
Huh?
She's allergic to it.
Well, I had that sense also, but it might not be the medication.
No, I know.
It
That's
seems
why
to
I want her to rule that out.
It seems to me like this is an allergic reaction. This was the next topic that we were getting to, is allergic reactions, and it may or may not be the medication. Might be something else that she's doing.
Uh huh.
Well, and okay, let's go in and see what God has to say.
Yeah,
about
let's
it.
Do that. Okay, thank you.
Okay, just a minute.
We talked about this earlier in the show, Nancy. It was what we started out with is muscle testing and the fact that our cells are turning to crystalline. And as we are going from carbon-based cells to crystalline-based cells, that there's a lot of things in our life now that are changing that our body is not going to be tolerating.
Right.
And so we talked about cosmetics, about supplements, about food, that this is the time when we need to really ask about the different things that's in our environment and make sure that what we are using is now compatible to our physical, because our whole systems are changing. We're being rewired, and what worked for us last month might not be working for us this month.
Right.
I had this sense when you were, what made me feel this way is when you were talking about the itching, you feel like the itching's through your whole body. It's being demonstrated in the legs. And what do you think about your circulation?
I know it's not very good in my leg area. I've been told by the doctor with the diabetes, we haven't been able to get it under control.
Okay, see, this is why it's showing up in the legs,
mm-hmm.
because when the circulation shows up, whatever it is in the bloodstream that you are allergic to, the limbs, and especially the legs, the circulation slows up there, and because it is slowing up there, the substance that you are allergic to rests in that portion of the body longer, and it is showing up in the legs.
You know, I did not think of that.
Yeah. So I see this as a circulation. I think Charlene's going to be coming back soon, and when she
now,
does...
Is this, Nancy, is it always itching?
Always.
Never goes away.
It never goes away.
I want you to check it out now.
Okay, right now it's actually not itching.
Yeah. It isn't. He pulled out the DNA that is associated with the allergy reaction.
Oh, so it was an allergy reaction to something.
Right. Now, what I want to ask you is, what kind of soap are you using?
I am using an unscented.
Just muscle test that.
Okay.
Nancy, she's getting the sense that there's something in the soap.
Yeah,
so muscle
Nancy,
test that.
Do you do muscle testing? Do that one for, am I allergic? First of all, say, I now give 100% correct information from my God intelligence. Say that first.
Okay.
I now give 100% correct information from my God intelligence.
Okay.
Okay, now say, I am, because we're going to state it, that's been changed. I was allergic to the soap that I use for washing my clothes.
Okay, I was allergic
to the soap that I was washing my clothes. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I could see the powder he's showing me.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, this is the powder that she's washing her clothes with?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Sounds to me like you need to at least try it and change it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you're going to do is, and this will be fun, you go into the store and you stand there and you put, you look at one of the soaps, let's say Tide.
Okay.
Okay. Am I allergic to Tide? Then you walk, go to the next one. I don't care who's watching you.
Right. Neither do I.
No. Who cares? And then you go to the next one. Am I allergic to whatever? And then you go right down the line. Okay.
Okay.
You know what
now,
I think
it is?
There is
a product. There might be, you might get a yes for all of them.
You know what I think it is?
What?
It is, it, a lot of the soaps have petroleum products in it. I think she's
right.
Allergic to the petroleum product. This is what I'm sensing. And you need to find, you see, they don't have to put, matter of fact, it's, I'm going to be, this is going to be my topic for my show tomorrow.
Okay.
Tune in, because we're going to be talking about this very thing, that we need to be using more natural products in our environment, and a lot of the things that we're using for cleaners are toxic to us because they have petroleum products in it, and they don't necessarily have to put that on the label anymore.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And so
you can even get one of the soaps and go through and say, am I allergic to, you know, maybe
uh-huh.
there's, well, you said you're using non-fragrance.
Right.
But am I allergic to, and then look at the ingredients.
Well, she might need an ingredient that
is a
natural.
What you're stating is not even on there. So you're even going to ask that.
Okay.
You're going to say, is there an ingredient in this soap that is not on the label that I am allergic to? Be very precise.
Okay.
A muscle test for it. Now, I can't tell you. You might have to go to one of the health food stores, see one that's been put up with something else.
That's organic.
Okay.
But you got a little bit of homework there, and
yes, I do.
this might be the cause, and I think what you need to do also is to call back about this high pressure, elevated pressure thing. Call back Wednesday if you can. We'll be on board, and we'll do some work with you on that, Nancy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies. God bless you.
Well, this will be really interesting to see what you come up with on this.
Yes, definitely.
And that's, you know, most time people can actually wash their clothes without soap. It's the water that gets them clean. The fact that you're washing them.
Uh-huh. Oh, but yeah.
You know, you can see if that does it for you.
Well, some of the natural products is baking soda, borax, liquid castile soap.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, listen in tomorrow. This is our topic for tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay,
and call back
you,
Wednesday if you can. Let us know what you come up with, and
well,
let's see
I'm
about...
Well, sure people that are listening are going to want to see what the results are here.
Yes, definitely. And
absolutely.
I'm really anxious.
You take care, Nancy.
You guys, too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know what's been interesting about this, Charlene,
yeah.
is how so much of the calls today have been tied into what we opened the show, the discussion.
It's
that
true, though. It's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, the next part of this is kind of tying into
the last call that because we were talking about allergies.
Right.
And there are all different degrees of allergic reaction in the body. I was talking about my brother who had an allergic reaction to penicillin, and see, that was very obvious. But there's other allergies, when they start out, they're rather subtle.
Some of them, they will end up thinking that maybe they've got a respiratory problem,
mm-hmm.
when actually they're allergic to something and it's swelling the bronchial tubes. I've had some of them ask me that. So you have to muscle test and see if the symptoms you're having, muscle test yourself and see if it has to do with an allergy that's closing up the bronchial tubes or causing asthma or, lung problems. And just, start being, experiment with yourself on your muscle testing and see what you come up with.
Well, and something that might be a big help along this line, Charlene, is there might be particulates in the air that you're breathing that's in your house that you're allergic to, and sometimes it might be a simple thing like getting an appliance that you plug in that cleans the air.
Ah.
Now, I have two of those in my house.
You mean purifier?
Yeah, it's they're inexpensive. I mean, you can shop around on the internet. They're inexpensive, and I've got one in my bedroom and one in my office, and I actually have three of them. And if I don't turn it on at night when I go to bed, I can tell the difference.
Oh. Okay.
Because I can have almost like it might seem like bronchitis, but it's breathing. There's something in the air that I am allergic to, and that helps. And we have another caller, and your name, please.
Brenda.
Hi, Linda.
My daughter's in the hospital. She's 18, and she had a throat infection, and she ended up with irritation inflammation around her heart muscle.
Oh, my.
And I was wondering what we think.
Okay, she's in the hospital. She had a throat infection.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And from the throat infection, that infection went around the heart muscle. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Now, what's the prognosis on that? What have the doctors said? What are they treating?
Well, they've given excuse me. they think it was the virus that, just spread to her lungs and then into her heart. Her lungs are fine, and they just say that the enzymes went up, and it represented like she was having a heart attack, and she's just 18. But once they put her on anti-inflammatory and some penicillin, she is responding, but still I'm concerned that...
Of course you're concerned.
Yeah.
Being a mother, you're scared to death.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I mean, that's your baby there. Whether they're 18 or not, it's still your baby.
Yes.
Okay, Charlene, what can we do with this, dear?
What's her name?
I'm sorry?
Her name.
What is her name?
Reed, R-E-E-D.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
What state?
California.
California. Okay, just a minute.
Okay.
She's working on locating her.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a scary thing when something happens to your children.
Yes. I was in Michigan yesterday, and I flew out here to be with her.
Oh, I'm sure. How are you holding up?
Really well. I have a motto that worrying about it's not going to make her any better, so I just put forward positive energy.
Well, bless you.
Been through a lot. I already know that all that other worrying and rendering of my garments do not make the other person better.
Well, that's truly inspirational. Very advanced.
Thank you.
A lot of us have a difficult time getting to that place.
Yeah. Well, the love part of me hurts, but the rest of it, I'm really positive and strong. I I believe, and, you know, that other parchment wouldn't help her one bit.
Well, you're an amazing lady.
Oh.
You worked very hard to get to that place.
No. So what can we do for her today?
Well, Charlene is in the quantum field. We'll have to wait until she comes back until we get an answer to that.
Okay, uh-huh. Where is she? How long has she been in the hospital?
Since yesterday evening, about 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Now, when are you going to go see her?
I'm sorry, I can't hardly hear
you. When are you going to see her?
Actually, I just left her room so I could use the phone.
She left her room to use the phone.
Okay, I want to tell her to go back in and check on her now.
Okay.
And
you want me to
go
back?
Call.
You want me to go back?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going.
And then what? Give us a call back?
Yes.
Before you go, what happened, Charlene?
Well, he went in and cleared it, and God just says, there's miracles every day.
I couldn't
Okay, here's what she said. God cleared it and said there are miracles every day. She wants you to go back to her room, see how she's doing, and call us afterwards.
Okay, I'm going. It'll just take a few minutes.
Okay, dear.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's what I heard.
Well, indeed, there are miracles every day.
Well, he performs miracles every day.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Charlene, while we have a quiet moment, how about giving out your telephone number in case people want to call you directly?
Okay, I'm Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346. Oh, and if I don't call you back in 48 hours, please call me again. I have so many. I've got 3 answering machines, and they still don't work together.
Could be your energy.
they told me that before. So.
Uh-huh.
So make sure you call me again. It isn't that I'm ignoring anybody. It's just that I have problems with my machine. Anything that's electronic.
Charlene is a high-energy person, and that can really mess up your electronics. And, folks, as far as myself, my webpage is www.carolyn.evers.com. Now, why would you want to go there? Well, there's so much to find. We have conference calls with the masters. We have Voices from Heaven, which I interview somebody on the other side. Last month was Yeshua, which was quite interesting.
Yes.
This month is going to be Master Kasumi. We work with readings for the Akashic Records, and there are many books that are available, too. So, Charlene, we have had some very interesting callers, and we'd like to invite anyone out there who is listening who wants to share with us, because we are coming up on the last half hour out of our 2-hour radio show today. Our phone number here is toll-free. It's 877-876-5227, and we'd enjoy hearing from you. And there's many things that, you know, we could work with. And since we have a free time right now, we'll get back to the allergic reaction that we were talking about. Some allergic reactions, as I have found, start out very subtle, and as time goes on, they build up. In other words, if we keep doing the same things we've done in the past that doesn't agree with our body, the symptoms are going to become more severe. Would you agree with that, Charlene?
Yes, uh-huh, it does.
So one of the things that has been recommended from a couple of the channel works that I've done with some of the books is they say it's like when you are getting ready to go to bed at night, spend a few quiet moments putting your consciousness, doing a scan of your body, and seeing if there is a part of your body that is in distress. And you might pick up that distress. It could be very subtle. Could be a temperature change. In other words, you might put your hand on, say, your knee or your leg someplace, and you feel one place that's warmer than others. There might be something going on there, so put your consciousness at that spot and see what comes to mind. If you don't have a place where there's a change of temperature, you might have a place where there's just a discomfort. And so this can be very subtle, and when you first start doing this, it might take some practice at first to feel the difference between a slight discomfort and not having any discomfort at all. Charlene, do you have any other suggestions? Because I know there's other things with scanning the body to find areas that might be an allergy that is building up. Got some thoughts with that?
Well, sometimes, what you said was just to go through and see exactly where that stress is in your body, and then muscle test and see if it's, because it's usually linked to emotions. When I studied the metaphysical, at first I didn't understand it, but boy, through the years I find that it's almost 100%. And, you know, Louise Hayes has a really excellent book that she has put out, and it's a good help for everybody to get started with. There's others like Carol Truman, that Feelings Buried Alive Never Dies. That's another good one. There's actually several out there that will help you with the metaphysical.
Well, and there are a lot of distresses in the body that is started and intensified through our emotional system.
Right. Well, that's what, actually, it's kind of like if I'm teaching or a class or so forth, that's, through the years what I've taught people, it's kind of like a radio. You have to tune into a radio, and every single station has its own frequency for which it broadcasts at.
Hello? Well, we have somebody who has called in, and your name, please?
This is Brenda from California. I'm calling back.
Hi, okay. Brenda. What did you find out, dear?
I came in to see, and she's just still a little distressed. You know, she doesn't feel bad, but...
Okay, but she's feeling really anxious and scared.
Yes.
Okay? And that should be normal.
Yes.
But he also said for her, now, are you taking her home, or is she going to stay?
We're debating that at the moment. We're waiting on the cardiologist to come and make a decision.
Okay, good. And he said for her, you know, at 18, she's thinking she should get up and do lots of things. He said for her to take it very easy for at least a week.
Okay.
Okay, because the heart has been stressed with the infection around it.
Okay.
So just, you know, and find out what they say.
Yes.
And then go by, you know, what they tell you. And then also just tell her that he said she has to be very careful, because a lot of times she wants to go out and exercise, right?
Yes.
The answer is no for a week.
Okay.
And he just told me that.
Okay.
So, see, I wasn't guessing.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Okay.
And she's not to do it for at least a week because the heart muscle has been stressed from the infection.
Okay.
And she's to give it time for healing. He's pulled out the shock, trauma, and panic. He'll pull out all of the fear associated with it.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
But she must listen to what he says, and that is she needs a good week to let that heart come back into its normal state.
Okay. I thank you so much.
You're
now,
welcome.
Linda, we're going to be on the air next Wednesday at Cosmic Connections if you care to call in and touch base with us then.
Okay. I'll write that down.
Okay. I'd like to hear it from you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, it is interesting, isn't it?
You know, when we had Nancy on, one of the things that I was taught, and most officers, we think that we need to help the individual that's having such a hard time. like she was saying, so much is bombarded at her. And I remember one time very clearly God saying to me, you must honor yourself. When you allow others to abuse you, you allow them to abuse us.
Mm-hmm.
So then I realized it wasn't just a Shirlene thing. You know, I have to be very aware of who I am. And I can't allow that to not only be with me, but I can't allow it with God himself to be, because I'm his essence, to be abused. And I must honor myself and not allow it.
Well, that is, I would say, Shirlene, the new message for this era that we're living in, because
right.
through so much of history, the human race has been abused and controlled by a very small minority of human beings. Your name, please.
Hi, L'Oreal.
L'Oreal.
Yes, L'Oreal, yes.
Lovely name.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I'm having a really, really difficult time. Very, very. I am so aware at the same time, but yet I feel like I can't do anything about it. And I feel like if I don't, if I'm not able to take some action, I'm very scared. I'm very scared because I know I have gifts. I know my purposes. I understand what's happened to me in my life and the sadness and the trauma. But I know all the different, I know the tools, I know stuff, but here I am and nothing's working for me. You know, I understand the laws of the universe. I don't blame anybody. There's no one to blame. But I feel very trapped in my life, and there is so much joy and heart that I have, and I can't connect it. I'm very lonely in this life. I've had
L'Oreal, dear, we are here for you. First of all, I would like to say that. And
thank you.
Yes, we're here for you. We're here to help you as
okay.
best we can. And so I understand your distress. I want you to breathe in for a second, breathe out, just allow the trauma and the sadness as best as you can to just leave you for a second. Try and ground yourself, and we're going to work on this, okay?
Okay.
So take in a breath, relax. You're here among friends.
Okay.
Okay? Feeling a little better?
A little.
Okay, good, because we're going to start from the top. If you could put your problems with one question, what would the question be? Where is it that seems to be the greatest need at the moment?
My aloneness, literally, in this life from physical connection, the heart, the abandonment and heartache, and that I'm really physically alone in this life, and it's but at this. So many other things it aren't working, but you know that sadness is
okay. So let me rephrase a little what you're saying. Make sure we're on the same page.
Okay.
You're feeling alone. You're feeling that there's no one in your life, and you're feeling abandoned.
There isn't.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
I accept what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay. So, we're going to discuss this, but I want to do some work with you before we go off the air. Now, Shirlene, I'm going to ask you something, darling. Can we help her with these emotional feelings, first of all, and go in and ask God to remove, work with some of the sadness and despair she's feeling right now?
Right. Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that. And then what we're going to do, L'Oreal, is move on to some other things. I think, first of all, we got to do something with these emotions, okay?
Okay. And if there's some Akashic, if there's just some, I really need something to grasp onto, to feel that I am being, that there's a reason, and I can, and yeah, something that I don't know from the psychological, just something from spirit to help me in the Akashic if before we,
Well, you have a lot of questions there.
I know. So I'm going to let
some of the questions are, as I see it, L'Oreal, and tell me if I'm on the right path or not. First of all, you want to know what your mission is. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely have some ideas. I'm pretty sure I have some ideas about that, or just that I can get there, because I'm really feeling like I don't even know how to be here anymore. It is that unpleasant for me, and yet inside there
darling,
is no,
have you come from another planet?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
I'm inclined to think that you've come from another planet, and this is your first lifetime here on this planet. Charlene, did I hear you? Were you trying to come back, darling?
Yes.
Let Charlene enter for a second.
Okay.
What I want you to do is say, my body, spirit, and soul are now grounded to my life's path.
My body, spirit, and soul are now grounded to my life path.
Okay. My body, spirit, and soul are now grounded to Mother Earth.
My mind, body, and spirit are now grounded to Mother Earth.
Okay, because you've got to be grounded. You're not
grounded.
L'Oreal, do you need to write that down?
Because okay.
I think when you hang up, you're going to forget this, and I think you need to be saying
okay,
this.
Okay, I want you to write it, and then I want you to state it. But in the meantime, while you're writing it down,
okay.
I'm going to go in and ask God to clear this for you and get you grounded.
Okay.
Okay, because you're not grounded.
Yeah.
Okay? Then
okay.
That means that you're not feeling connected. Okay, let's do that, and you write it down. You walk her through it, okay?
Okay.
Now I'm going to let you walk it through. Work.
Okay. L'Oreal,
do you remember that? Because I don't. I'm thinking of something
okay.
else.
My
okay.
mind, body.
I want you to write down my body.
My body,
spirit,
and soul,
are now grounded to my life's path.
To my life's path.
Now, my body, spirit, and soul.
My body, spirit, and soul
are grounded to Mother Earth.
Are grounded to Mother Earth.
Okay. Now let me go in and do some clearings on you.
Okay.
All right.
Now, L'Oreal, what I suspect here, as we said earlier, and I think you kind of agreed with you, that you believe you're from another planet.
Well, yeah. The first line from Doreen Virtue's little book, Earth Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that, you know, you were just dropped off here,
mm-hmm.
and, you know I came in, I understand things, like I came into a very, very dysfunctional family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my understanding is pretty strong, but what I haven't been able to do is with the gifts that I have to bring it through, so I feel trapped. There's nowhere to go in the past. It's all, there is no past. There are no family, there are no people. I literally mean from my, there aren't. And yet I can't step into the world yet that attracts the people, because I'm not that yet. I have that energy, I have that capability in my creativity and intelligence, but I don't have the skill set from the dysfunctions, extreme dysfunction, so I feel trapped. I can't go back.
We're going to help you, dear. This is
okay.
Why
I'm sorry.
Here.
I don't want to use the time for me talking, because I just want you to understand what this
what you feel like. Yes.
Yes.
You see, I do understand. Do you have any memories of coming to Earth?
No, I hardly have. I know I had trauma as soon as I came in with my mother, as soon as I came in, but I have very little. What?
Okay, Charlene wants to talk to you, darling.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
How are you doing?
What?
How are you doing?
In this moment?
Yeah.
Or in, you know, I'm pretty upset, but I'm just very happy that I'm talking to you, but I'm afraid that our times, because I kept calling the other number that was busy, and I'm just afraid that our time is going to run out.
Look, don't be afraid, because I have a show tomorrow. You can call me tomorrow.
Okay.
Charlene won't be with me, but I'll be at my show tomorrow at, it's 4 Eastern. There's today the messenger, tomorrow the message. So if we don't finish today, you can call tomorrow, and you can call next Wednesday. So don't feel apprehensive
next Wednesday,
that you're not going to have enough time.
Okay, because that's
what
my...
I want you to go in and take 5 big, deep breaths.
Okay.
In through your nose, put your tongue behind your teeth, throat. Okay. Breathe in through your nose, drop your tongue, and breathe out through your mouth. And do it 5 times. And each time, breathe in the new, release the old. Breathe out the old. Okay? And have your angels are coming in. They're coming in to surround you. You've got 5 angels there. Okay?
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, you said I have 5 angels. Thank you.
And they're surrounding you.
Thank you.
Okay, breathe in and let them come in to be around you and support you. Ask your guardian angels and your spirit guides to give you that you now are incorporated with peace, with God's love and peace. He also changed your serotonin. It was too low.
Excuse me?
The serotonin in the hypothalamus, which secretes serotonin that helps you with depression.
Right.
It was too low. So he
it's okay now?
For you. He changed it.
You changed it?
He changed it so it's a higher
okay.
frequency of serotonin.
Okay.
Okay, and I want you to periodically do that breathing. And when you're doing that, ask your angels to help you. God sends in the angels.
I always, that's how I am able to even stay here. I connect and I feel better when I'm doing it and inspired, but then I don't, in my day, I don't know what I'm really doing. There's nothing, it's like an open abyss right now. There's nothing specific in anything, in career, in relationships. It's like a totally open slate. And, I feel a sense of time is just rushing by, and
L'Oreal, my dear, where you have come from, you have a much more sensitive nature
than normal
people here on this planet.
Right.
So it's like, would you agree or disagree? A lot of the sounds, the way people act, jar your nature. Do you?
Oh yeah.
Uh huh.
Right. Most of the people I don't, I don't even want to have a connection with, but I have to find my place here. I live here, but if I could find more of who I am, I need to find some peace because right now I'm
grounded. Okay.
Yeah.
You keep keeping yourself grounded.
Okay.
Okay. So that you can find that peace. Actually, you came in as an indigo child.
Yeah.
And indigo children can handle all the violence and the unhappiness and the cruelty. It's difficult.
Yes, all of this is foreign to you because it's not the way people lived from where you came from.
Right, right.
And so you're sensitive to this. You feel like this fragile flower in the midst of this rush that's going around you, and you don't understand it.
Right, right.
But you're going to be okay.
Yes, you're going to be okay.
All right. And if you have to keep calling, you do that.
Now,
so that you can find your place and why you're here.
Now, L'Oreal, we don't have enough time to work with us today. Can you call me tomorrow?
Okay, I'm going to call you tomorrow. I wanted to see if there was just something that from the Akashic record.
Well,
now
that's why I said call tomorrow, because we don't really have time to delve into that right now, because we're like 5 minutes before we have to go off. And so there's from now until tomorrow, know that you are here for a very particular reason. You just don't have the reason yet, but you are here. Know that it is going to work out. Know that your angels are with you. Know that you are loved greatly. And know that we are going to help you walk through this. Okay?
I'm so lonely here, though. Sometimes it becomes unbearable for me because there's so much love inside and I have nowhere to put it. It's quite intense.
L'Oreal, we're going to walk this walk with you to help get you on the right path.
Oh, thank you.
Your path. And just know that you are here. You were sent here. You are a truly brave soul. And in your bravery, God has not abandoned you. And we're going to walk with you and help you get you on the right path. Give us a call tomorrow, okay?
Thank you so much. I very much appreciate.
I know you do.
The connection and thank you. If I'm home, I'll just call in and I'll if I had the finances, I would do some private readings. But that situation is not in. Obviously, that's not going, well.
Because I hear what you're saying, dear. You really need an in-depth reading. I can tell you that you need an in-depth reading, and what you're saying is you don't have the finances for it. But call in tomorrow, and we'll see what we can do for you over the air.
Okay, and you think that it would, and you know that it will work out for me, that I can find my place here on this earth?
Most certainly, they would not have sent you. See, something that you're not considering, dear. There was a plan for you. You weren't just abandoned and sent down here to be on your own. There was a plan, and you haven't connected to that yet. And dear, call us tomorrow because we have half a minute.
Okay. All right. Thank you. God bless. And
God bless.
Okay. We send you our love and God's love too.
Thank you.
Quickly, Charlene, your phone number, darling.
Okay. 801-944-9346. If I don't call back in 48 hours, please call me again.
My website, www.carolynevers.com. Tune in tomorrow afternoon. I'll be here, hoping you will be there. Goodbye to our friends. Thank you, Charlene.
Thank you, everybody. Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.